If you have a copy of God's Word, take it with me and turn to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Know this, that this is the Word of the living God. All who are under the yoke as slaves are to regard their own masters as worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and our doctrine will not be spoken against. Those who have believers as their masters must not be disrespectful to them because they are brethren, but must serve them all the more, because those who partake of the benefit are believers and beloved. Teach and preach these principles. If anyone advocates a different doctrine and does not agree with sound words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and with the doctrine conforming to godliness, he is conceited and understands nothing. But he has a morbid interest in controversial questions and disputes about words, out of which arise envy, strife, abuse, language, evil suspicions, and constant friction between men of depraved mind and deprived of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of a gain. But godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment. For we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either. If we have food and covering, with these we shall be content. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But flee from these things, you man of God, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who testified the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the proper time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed. O Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you, avoiding worldly and empty chatter and the opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed and thus gone astray from the faith. Grace be with you. That is God's Word. Well, as we come to the close of the first book to Timothy, we see in the first two verses the duty of servants. We see the relationship that we have. When we work for our bosses, we are to honor superiors, especially those superiors who are believers. And he shows us how and why. Verses 3 through 10, Paul contrasts false teaching and ungodliness with holiness and godliness and sound doctrine. And we are not to pursue ungodliness. We are not to pursue or advocate different doctrines than the doctrines of Christ or the Word of God, because in such things there is no gain. Apart from Christ, there is no gain. But with godliness, there is gain. There are blessings. There are there is contentment. We are also admonished here to flee from the love of money and riches, worldly gain, and to flee. He contrasts that what we are not to flee, we are to flee from those things, but we are to flee to God, to the Lord. And he drives home specifically to Timothy in verses 11 and 12, calling Timothy to flee from such things and pursue five things, or six things: righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. All of those things that we need, just as Timothy needed in Christ. That these things for Timothy are to be kept by him, and they are to be kept by us. Verse 14, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we will be perfect Christians. He is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. That's what it says. So Timothy's pastoral instruction in 17, verse 17 to the end, dealing with the instructions to the rich, that those who are rich are to be rich in good works. To be rich in good works and fix their hope in God and not in the money or possessions, like we're thinking about in adult Sunday school, about what we put our trust in. Not the things of the world, but only in God, only in Christ. And then for the elders, to guard what has been entrusted to us, as it is said here to Timothy the pastor, that we are to avoid wasteful talk and controversies. And overall, laid before us is instruction and godliness for all people. This is for everybody here. We have here instructions in godliness. Things to avoid and things to pursue. I said, let us be those people who pursue godliness and righteousness and holiness, and not be the people who continually, as we do in our sin, so turn from sin, in other words, from the ungodliness, and all for the Lord's glory.